Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now here's a question for my listeners. Do you know the difference between change and transformation? Good question. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to get everything you ever wanted in life? Have you ever wanted to know why most people fail to change their lives? Now would you like to learn what happens when you create the life you can love? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called The Change Seeker's Guide to Creating a Life You Can Love? Now would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers we're looking for today? Now are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to learn to love your life? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to a new guest on the show. She is a success coach extraordinaire. She is a shaman. She will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about learning how to love your life. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk For Media, and it is syndicated on 6 networks with over 4.5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy the show. So now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She is a transformational shaman, and she knows the secret to creating a life you can love. Her path to becoming a transformational shaman and one of the world's leading authorities on transformation is a richly complex and fascinating story. From her upbringing in the New Age spiritual world to her discovery of her gifts as a psychic and a channel to surprise discovery that she was indeed on a walkabout. Her life has been deeply engaging and spiritually guided. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show Kelly Sparta. Hi, Kelly. How are you doing today?
Hi, January. I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I want to share with our listeners that I found out about you during the Empowerment for the Holidays giveaway, and you were one of the featured guest participants in that program, Grace Under Fire video series. Now, Kelly, how did that program work out? Did you hear from a lot of people? Was it successful?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of people come through. In fact, we technically ended at the end of December, and I left the page up because I got busy, and people were still coming long into January by the time I realized that it was still up and finally turned the page off. So, yeah, we were inundated. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm so happy for all of you. I had several of the participants as guests on the show. Fascinating concept. I loved it. It's woman power in action. You know, when I start my shows, I usually like to hear a little bit about where your success story began, where you were born, raised, and your early mentors.
Well, that's a richly complex concept for me. My mother was psychic and was scared of it when she was a child, and so she turned it off.
Uh-huh.
And so when she realized that I was talking to ghosts in my crib at the age of two, mm-hmm. she decided that she was going to make sure that I didn't get afraid of it. And so she raised me essentially in the New Age movement. From the time I was six or seven, I
really?
Was studying Seth and Ram Dass and Abraham Hicks, and
uh-huh.
she went to Est and brought it home, and, you know, she had all sorts of tapes that came into the house around self-improvement and stuff like that. You name it, I probably studied it over the last 40 years. And, you know, my parents got divorced early in life, so it was mom and me, and she was in the military, and so we traveled all over the country, and I was in a new school every couple of years. So
uh-huh.
I grew up all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, to say my early mentors, it pretty much was the entire New Age community, because
mm-hmm.
She really did just dip me in the cultural context of the New Age metaphysical world. So,
I'm very curious when you say she recognized that you were psychic when you were 2 years old. What was that experience like? What happened?
Well, she said that she would come into my bedroom and I would be standing up in my crib and
uh-huh.
talking to nothing.
Uh-huh.
And she would stand outside the door for a while and listen in, and she's like, you know, she's having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't a minor thing. She was like, no, she was really clear that I was having a conversation with someone in the room who she couldn't see.
Okay.
And
now what were your earliest memories of having this gift and this ability?
You know, it's really funny because I've always had this ability to read people. I've always been an empath.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would feel what other people feel, and I would just know when things were going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I psychologically, I talked myself out of it for a really long time.
Okay.
I was like, oh, no, I'm just good at reading people, or oh, no, I'm just good at reading situations, or oh, that was just a lucky guess, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
It took me a long time to accept that it was real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I've worked with a lot of people over the years who are psychic and who have other energetic gifts and who have very strong senses of the physical world like I do. And
mm-hmm.
it's very hard for them to really accept. They know on one level that they have this gift, but on another level, they don't get it. And so as a child, I'd also have my hands would light up. They would get really, really hot.
Oh.
And it took me years to figure out what that was about. It was my natural healing talents turning on.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's a lot of the things that I was doing were completely intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them I had a context for, and some of them I didn't. And so over the years, I learned what they meant. And so, you know, I was using them, but not even being aware that I was using them in some cases.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's interesting because a lot of people who have been on the show, who have spoken to guides, angels, they're psychic, a lot of people, they don't want to acknowledge it because guess what? It makes you very, very different, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, the different thing didn't really bother me because I was always the new kid in school, so I was always new. I was
mm-hmm.
always different. So
okay.
I kind of got used to that really early. For me, it was more of I was afraid of my own power.
Oh,
I was
okay.
afraid of my own abilities because,
right.
you know, there was a lot of responsibility that went with that, and I wasn't sure I really wanted that.
Okay. It's interesting that you would realize that at such a young age. How old were you when you actually accepted this ability, this gift that you were given? How old were you?
Well, so it came in stages. The psychic ability didn't really fully hit me. I didn't really fully accept that I actually was psychic until I was about 28.
Oh, okay.
And there was
okay.
a very specific situation that somebody threw me into the deep end and said, do readings to these people that you've never met before in a public uh-huh. forum with no cards and nothing to go on and just, you know, tell them things about themselves. And I was like, I don't do that. And he's like, you do it all the time. I'm like, no. And I finally agreed to do it under protest and said, look, everything that comes out of my mouth is probably wrong. And uh-huh. nothing that came out of my mouth was wrong.
Everything
it really freaked me out.
I bet it did. Now,
I almost never remember my readings these days. I remember every single one of those readings because they freaked me out so bad. And that was 20 years ago. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And how many people did you read for?
There were, I want to say there were like 8 people in the room.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And you know, it's a small group, but I'd never met any of them before that night. So I didn't have anything to go on.
Yeah, yeah. And so when you're doing a reading, is it like being channeled? Is just someone channeling things through you that you say to them and that helps them? Is that how it works?
So I do channel, but when I do readings for people, it's sometimes I channel and my voice will change and my demeanor will change and my guides uh-huh. come in and they talk for me. And they give the message directly. But at the time and often when I do readings, oftentimes it's more that I look at someone and I'll see a picture of something or I'll have a note come through, you know, just a knowing of something. And I'll start talking and it will just flow and I'll just know what I need to say next. And so it's more of I act more like a translator for my guides at that point.
Rather than
that. There's also a third way of doing readings that I do, which is an energy scan.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I use my empathic ability to step into someone's energy field and read the emotional context of what they're doing in their personal work. And so that's a different type of reading as well.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. And, you know, as my listeners know, I have several other psychics who come on the show regularly. And it's so interesting because after a show, I will then occasionally hear from them with a message. And it's a message from the other side. So I'm on board. I'm on the same page. I really enjoy having you here so that I can share you with everyone. And also, I enjoy sharing our sponsors. So we're going to hear from them right now.
I've seen dead people. Author Teresa Sneed says with a grin, they've spoken to me. Teresa Sneed writes fantasy, mystery, suspense, and realistic paranormal with a touch of sweet romance. She writes what she knows, full of insight into the spirit world, coupled with a panache for humor. Her No Angels series about angels and demons interacting with the living are simply fascinating. Sneed has 3 more series as well, from Wizards and Dragons to Witches of Salem. Visit TeresaSneed.com for more information or search for Teresa Sneed Books on Amazon.com. Every decade had its musical phenomenon. The 1960s had Motown, the Supremes, the Temptations, Martha and the Vandellas, the Four Tops. The exciting new book, Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans by Tom Ingracia, presents 140 never-before-published photographs taken by fans from around the world that tell the story of the people, places, and things that made Motown the music that inspired a generation. Relive the memories of a time when we were all dancing in the streets, and the music of Motown reigns supreme. Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans, is available from Amazon.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone with January Jones and my lovely guest today, Kelly Sparta, and she is the author of The Chainsinker's Guide to Creating a Life You Can Love. Now, Kelly, let's talk a little bit about why most people can't change, why they get stymied by that.
Yeah. And this is a big problem for people. You know, there's a lot of places where change breaks down, but what it comes down to is ultimately people, they think that they can change the outside world without changing themselves. And they don't realize that the outside world is just a reflection of you.
Uh-huh.
It is just what you are creating in the world around you that is reflecting the inside of you. And so if you want to change your outside world, you really have to change who you are on the inside. And we think, oh, well, but that's just who I am. I can't be that different. And oftentimes that's really not the case. In fact, for most of us, it's not the case. What we think is who we are is just a combination of coping mechanisms and strategies that we've developed over the years that we think keep us safe.
Okay.
And so now, changing yourself is really about getting rid of those, right?
Okay. Now, tell me, Kelly, what's the difference between change and transformation? I mean, personally, I like the word transformation better than change. What's your thought on this?
Yeah, well, and change is a constant in life. You know, everything changes, entropy exists, chaos exists, and change just sort of happens. It's what happens to you is change. Transformation and love as well. It's obviously, I'm a transformational shaman. I have to love the word. But it is about a conscious choice to evolve yourself into the next stage of being. And so that's the difference is you know, whether you choose it from a place of consciousness or not.
Okay. Now, transformational shaman, I'm sure many of my listeners are not familiar with that term. Would you give us a definition and an explanation of what a transformational shaman is?
Yes. So as a transformational shaman, what my work is about empowering people to make conscious choices in their lives from a powerful place in their own being and to step out of victim in their life, which I think you will resonate with being the no whine zone person. So really the ultimate goal of a transformational shaman is to bring someone into their power and their authenticity. And that's the work that I do in the world.
And now what is the essence of being a shaman? This is a term so many people are not familiar with, true?
Yeah, it is. And it's also a misunderstood term these days. As people are starting to hear about shamanism, they're often associating it these days with like ayahuasca and plant journey and stuff like that. And being a shaman is not necessarily working with plant medicine. In fact, the vast majority of shamans don't work with plant medicine. The foundation of shamanism, and for every shaman, they have different gifts, so you'll get different things from different shamans. But the foundation of all shamanism is personal power. It's the ability to stand solidly in your own being and to be powerful in yourself, not dominate over others, but to be powerful in your own choosing and in your own being and to have really good boundaries.
Okay.
That's the foundation of all that work.
Okay. Now, we talked earlier about why people fail to change their lives. Why did they fail to change themselves?
So it's really hard to change yourself. And the reason
sure.
is that you have an ego that is your personality. And every time you change yourself, that ego has to die and be reborn as something new. And
okay.
that ego has its own survival instinct, and it will fight against any change that we create. And so there's a process that you have to go through of learning how to step through that death and rebirth process in order to grow. And that's the part that nobody teaches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very hard to learn about that. And so that's the reason why it's so hard, is because we are literally fighting against our ego's own survival instinct.
Sure. And people seem to have a difficult time creating lives they can love. Why is that?
Well, you know, the very beginning of that is simply that we have learned to stop dreaming. The older we get, the less mm-hmm. we dream, and the more,
yeah.
quote-unquote, realistic we become. And it's very hard to create a life you can love when you can't conceive of a lot of things that are different than what you have. We also have a tendency to settle into patterns of settling and accepting
yeah.
and sacrificing.
Yeah.
Oh, sacrificing is the worst. Because
uh-huh.
when you sacrifice, you give up a piece of yourself, and you do it, and you end up resenting whoever you did it for, and
uh-huh.
they end up resenting you because you resent them. It's just awful, right? So
sure.
we get into these patterns of sacrifice and giving in and giving up. And women in particular are culturally taught that we have
oh.
to wait for everyone else to be happy before we're allowed to be happy.
Uh-huh.
And so that
yeah.
is an additional challenge for women in our culture.
Oh, that is such an amazing comment to make, because it is so true. And we see it all the time. Now, what's the one thing that our listeners can do that will make their chances of success greater today as they are listening to you speak?
Well, the one thing that they can do for greater success is to really just make one change every day.
Okay.
And
I like
to make one step forward every day. I like to encourage people to do what I call grow your courage muscles. To do
okay.
one thing each day that scares you. It doesn't have to be terrifying. You know, talk to that person who intimidates you, or, you know, ask for something you wouldn't have thought to ask for, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
anything it is that's just a little outside of your comfort zone. The more you can grow your comfort zone, the greater your chances of finding greater success.
Mm-hmm. So this is fabulous advice. Make one small change a day and exercise your courage muscles. You know, and I've always been a big advocate of doing things that scare the SH out of you, because it truly gets your adrenaline going, and it makes life easier. It makes life more exciting. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. I have a theory in life that says anything that scares me owns me, and I don't want to be owned by anything.
Okay. I've never heard it put that way, but guess what? I love it. That's fabulous. So now let's talk about the essence of being a shaman. It's your personal power. What's the hardest thing about being a shaman, and how long have you been a shaman?
Oh, well, any shaman you talk to is going to say that they didn't choose to be a shaman, that shamanism uh-huh. grabbed them by the throat, threw them on the ground, and said, you're mine. And so the hardest thing about being a shaman is that as much as we teach others about doing their work,
uh-huh.
we are required to do our work at a level much, much more intense than anyone else is asked to do. And when people say, oh, I want to be a shaman, the first thing I say is, oh, no, you don't. Because, you know, it is hard work. You have your issues thrown in your face over and over and over again, because I can't be a clear channel for you if I'm in the midst of my own crap. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the thing. So, you know, we're constantly faced with this process over and over and over again.
Okay, so what happens? How does this process work? Do you just wake up one day and know you are a shaman, or does someone tell you you are? How does it work?
Well, so there's a process to becoming a shaman, and there's a process of awakening to it. And when you're awakening to it, it's usually some animal spirit that will come to you. For me, it was Grandmother Spider. I walked into a basement one day in the dark and went reaching for the light switch and was covered in spider webs and was like, okay, I don't need whatever it is that's down here, and walked out and realized that there were no spider webs on me. And what I had experienced was a physical manifestation of spirit.
Okay.
And I happened to live in a house with a bunch of shamans at the time. And one of them looked at me and said, Grandmother Spirit's calling you. Grandmother Spider's calling you. You better pay attention, because if you don't, she'll do things that you don't want. You know, the process of becoming a shaman was an evolutionary thing. And, you know, my entire life went into the training of that, even when I didn't know it. And to actually become a shaman, you need to have another shaman look at you and acknowledge you as a shaman. That's really the only graduation certificate that there is. There's no, like, course of study and things like that. You just need to have someone who's already in that role go, yes, you are. And it's like the doors open energetically.
Okay. Fascinating. Fascinating. Also, right now, we're going to hear from some fascinating sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to share Kelly's website and information about how you can get her book and how you can contact her. We'll be right back.
Come explore with Clyde McCulley the world of the Little Cuties Let's Pretend books with your little one. Imagine the funny, mixed-up emotions of an onion that cries when it's happy. And delight in the giant ears that make a little elephant special. Meet the engaging characters who will inspire imagination and build curiosity in your little cutie. This is where the love of learning is born. So discover the world of Little Cuties Let's Pretend today. The first two Little Cuties Let's Pretend titles are at Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. January Jones presents Drs. Ed Feiereisen and Bob Ruotolo, co-founders of Motive Creations, as sponsors. For those seeking more empowerment and control over their happiness and well-being, you have come to the right spot. MC365 provides the necessary tools and techniques to make your life even more spectacular. Today is the perfect day to start your journey to become happier and healthier. Our mission is to help you achieve yours. Seeking to reduce stress? Start now. Want a better relationship? Start now. Increase your self-esteem? Start now. Do you want more passion in life? Start now. Go to www.motivecreations.com. That's M-O-T-I-V creations.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. I'm also pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is now available at audiblebooks.com. Today, we have a very priceless personality visiting with us today for the first time, Kelly Sparta. Now, Kelly, let's share a little bit about your wonderful website. I have it pulled up on my computer, your books, and how people can contact you.
Well, my website is kellysparta.com, and Kelly, my mother, was phonetically creative. It's K-E-L-L-E,
uh-huh.
Sparta, like the Greek city-state, S-P-A-R-T, uh-huh. as in Tom, A.
Uh-huh.
And my book is The Change Seeker's Guide to Creating a Life You Can Love. And there is a link. I think you're going to put it in the show notes, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the book is available on the website,
mm-hmm.
and for the next week, I'm going to leave it up at a $0 amount so that you can get it for free.
Okay.
Because I want you to have the information. The book is literally 5 years worth of personal growth work in 160 pages. So the warning is, do not read this book too fast or your head will explode. Okay? And that is a direct quote from someone who read it and read it too fast. So I would really love to have everyone have it. It is a step-by-step process of transformation.
Wow, that's very generous of you and very sweet. And my last guest co-host who offered the book for free, he had over 4,000 downloads on that opportunity. So this is a one-week opportunity. You need to go to Kelly Sparta, and that's KELLESPARTA.com. Now, Kelly, you know, off the record, I have a daughter whose name is Kelly, and it's spelled with K-E-L-L-Y. Do you have to always spell your name when you meet people?
I do. Yeah. It's one of those things, and people always say, oh, that's unusual, and I say, yes, my mother was phonetically stupid. I can't help it.
But you know what I love about...
It's incorrect.
Yeah,
so my mother said, it's a name. It could be whatever it wants. So there you go.
Well, I think your mother did well by you because I love it because I see it, and it's spelled differently. So guess what? I remember it. So I think it makes you special. Now, Kelly, what makes you unique as a shaman? Share that experience with us.
Well, I really come up through a wide variety of different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the average person coming into shamanism often came up very specifically through a shamanic path.
Mm-hmm.
I came up through occult and Wicca and New Age and metaphysical and psychology and self-help and personal growth. And so I have this massive toolbox of this wide swath of information that I can access. And so I tend to have a broader scope of things than you would necessarily get from the average person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in your website, you state that you've been doing self-hypnosis since you were 10, you're reading tarot cards since you were 12, and you've been developing your psychic skills for as long as you can remember. Now, this is an interesting path for someone to take. Does this personal process that you've done, does that apply to the world at large? Can other people do that too?
Yes. The path that I've taken is not anything that anyone else couldn't do. I mean,
mm-hmm.
anyone who is dedicated to the work could absolutely walk the same path. I try to make it a little easier
mm-hmm.
because,
sure.
I tell people there's a certain group of people that I often work with, which are the women that I call strong woman syndrome women who have very strong senses of self and who are the rock in everybody else's world and tend to martyr themselves and overwork and, you know, do 10 times more than anybody else and that sort of thing. And, you know, it took me 12 years to work through that in my own life. And with most of these women, I can walk them through it in under a year. And okay. So I try to optimize the process when I work with people because, you know, sometimes a lot of the work of figuring things out is about figuring out which way to go because yeah. we often can't see ourselves clearly. And, you know, even if you do know what you need, you don't necessarily know where to find it. And so when coming to a shaman, whether that's me or somebody else, part of what you're doing is you're getting the process optimized for you.
Now, why is it so hard for people, men, women, everyone, to say no?
Well, because we don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings. We don't want to admit that we can't do it. We don't want to let somebody down. For a lot of people, there's a sense of value that is built from what we do in the world, that we value ourselves based on what we can accomplish. And when we say no to somebody, we feel like we lose value. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all of those things create this challenge in saying no to people. And we also never want people to say no to us, so we figure if we say yes to them all the time, then they owe us, right?
Okay, gotcha.
Of course, the people who don't say no are the ones least likely to ask for help. So it's sort of a catch-22 for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so many people are just people pleasers, and it's I deal with that all the time, and I know many of my listeners do. And as you said, it's easier to say yes than no. And in general, I try to say yes to most things in my life because I want to do the whole experience. But within yourself, saying no is very important in your life. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. The purpose for your no is to leave you room to say yes to the things that are really important to you.
Okay.
And so the no is about being able to weed out that which isn't relevant in your world.
Okay. Very wonderful explanation. And now we're going to hear from some wonderful sponsors. And then we're going to come back with Kelly. And we're going to talk about the biggest trap in a new age spirituality. We'll be right back.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast Success Stories, and we're visiting with my guest, Kelly Sparta, and she has a fabulous website that I would highly recommend. You can go to her website. You can find about her one-on-one sessions. She does business coaching. She hosts retreats. She has a fabulous blog, and she provides some wonderful products. Now, Kelly, let's talk a little bit before we close about New Age spirituality and the biggest trap. What is that?
Well, the biggest trap in New Age spirituality is this whole focus on the light. And it's like, oh, I'm just going to hold you in the light, and I'm going to stay in the light. And there's no acknowledgement of the darkness. And we all have darkness within us. There's shadows within us. And when we don't acknowledge those shadows, they run us. And we're completely unconscious of the fact that they run our lives. And so the biggest challenge in the spiritual community today is this attachment to light being good and dark being bad. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's yin and yang. It's two parts of the same thing. And we have to acknowledge that the darkness is as much a part of us as the lightness. And it's not that it's good and evil. It's that it's light and shadow. It's that which we have mastered and owned, and that which we are not so comfortable with and haven't accepted yet. Right?
Mm. This is kind of like the yin and the yang of life. And I think we all experience that. You know, it can go very bright. It can go very dark. It can go very good. It can go very bad. It's such an amazing experience. Now, let me ask you another question. Why doesn't this law of attraction work for everyone? I've had trouble with it myself.
Yeah, so the law of attraction, and the thing that you hear about most often in the law of attraction is, oh, visualize and see it as real and all this stuff. But what they don't talk about is that you have to be in a place where you're willing to receive it and you're willing to accept it, and where you can see yourself as being worthy and deserving of having it. And that's usually where people break down in the process. I've seen it a million times. People say, oh, I want more money in my life. And then someone says, hey, I'm going to take you out to lunch. And they say, oh, no, I can't let you do that. And I'm like, spending less money is having more money. Say yes. Right? And it's when it shows up and they say no to it.
Okay.
And, you know, even the people who do well at it and get it right the first time, because it came in and it was so easy, they don't trust it, they get scared, they shut it down, and they don't do it anymore. And I hear that story a lot, too.
Yeah, and that goes back exactly to what I was saying earlier about trying to say yes to life. It's so many times it's easier to say no, but it is important to be positive and say yes to life and experiences, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely the single most powerful thing that you can do in your life is to just open up and say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, everyone out there, you heard it right here from January and Kelly. Try to say yes to life. Now, what do you do, Kelly, with someone who doesn't want to change? How do you deal with that?
Well, so if somebody doesn't want to change, there's really not much you can do with them. You have to acknowledge that that's their choice. See, this is one of the biggest problems that people have when they're changing, is that oftentimes their closest relationships are with people who don't want to change.
Mm-hmm.
And they allow those people to hold them back because their process of change is actually impacting the other person, and the other person is feeling threatened by that. And so you have to acknowledge when someone doesn't want to change that that's their choice. But you can't let it keep you from the life that you want. And that's where the challenge comes in, because we always want to make the other person happy. But no one can make anyone happy except yourself. You're the only one capable of making you happy.
Okay.
Other people can contribute to it, but you are the only one who can do it.
Yeah, and sometimes it's very important. The challenge is it's difficult to do, but sometimes you just need to walk away from some relationships, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. There's a process that happens with people who are in an ongoing path of personal growth, and it's literally they go through these initiation points where most of the friends that they have will fall away, and a whole new group of friends will come in. And it just happens over and over and over again. And, you know, the challenge is to recognize that that's part of the process. It's not some sort of punishment, right?
Yeah, and that is an amazing transformation. And this is basically what you're preaching. You're sharing with our listeners and your followers the difference between change and transformation. That is a very, very big message. Thank you, Kelly, for sharing that with us today. And you've also shared your wonderful book, The Change Seeker's Guide to Creating a Life You Can Love. And for the next week, people can download that book for free, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, I hope that you get over 4,000 downloads. I hope you keep me informed on how it goes. I'm very excited for you, and I'm very happy to share you with our listeners. Thank you, and I look forward to having you back again.
Oh, I would love to come back, and thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate your time, and I am so thrilled to be able to talk to your listeners, and I love everything that you have to say, so we're totally in alignment in this, yes, girl.
Well, it's been fun having you with us. Go to kellysparta.com, and that's K-E-L-L-E. So, my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Kelly. I've enjoyed sharing her with you. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you just like Kelly. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining World. Sign on to my website, JanuaryJones.com. You know, we really love sharing our stories and our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Always remember my mantra: if you think it, then you do it. So for now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and then share our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate, especially since it's time for Valentine's Day. And you know, on Valentine's Day, calories don't count. Again, thank you to my guest today, Kelly Sparta. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Serratos.
The world is still round. Where is love? Is it all around? Love is all around today. True love is free. Love can be found. Love, it is all around me.
To thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra: if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
version.
I left her out there.
Hey, you got the scissors. She's crying.
She pulled that out of my hand, and I had to chase her all the way to the backyard to get her leash.